on It's Supernatural.
One chicken feeds 19 people, and they had leftovers for days. Empty gas tanks being miraculously filled. Money multiplying. Supernatural transportation without vehicles. Find out more on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I'm Sid Roth, here with Patricia King. And when you look at Patricia, you see a woman vibrant that's just shouting, life, l'chaim, life. But there was a time when she wasn't that way. There was a time where she was at her wit's end. She literally felt that they were going to put her in a mental institution and throw the key away, but she had a newborn baby. What did you do about this baby?
Well, when I gave birth to my baby, I was on my deathbed, actually, because of a seizure that I'd had. And at that time, Jesus appeared to me in a vision. So I gave birth to the baby, but then afterwards had epileptic seizures, had emotional rages, uncontrollable emotional outbursts, and I was very concerned about the well-being of my baby. And I had another child as well. And so I was doing lots of things behind the scenes that I was very ashamed of, but had no power to control. And I was afraid to tell people about it because I thought, you know, if they knew what I was doing, that they'd hate me. But it got to a point where I needed to tell someone, so I was going to report it to the authorities. But before I did that, I wanted to make sure that my baby was okay. And back then I thought, well, if I would have my baby christened in a traditional church, that then maybe if once I reported it and they put me in an institution and threw the key away, that maybe I would see my baby in heaven one day. That was my thought.
Yeah, it's kind of a bizarre thought, but you know what? It was a good thought because you had an appointment with a minister.
Right.
And what did he say to
Well,
you?
I went and called the local Anglican minister and asked him if he would come in and christen my child because I was in a problem. And he showed up at the house about 20 minutes later. And that was the first time I heard about knowing Jesus in a personal way, about being born again. And he said, I have been in the ministry for 17 years, but I've only known the Lord for two. And so he introduced me to the born again experience, invited me to a prayer meeting. I went to the prayer meeting, and everyone I saw was glowing, literally glowing, and shared their testimony of how Jesus took their sin away.
What did you feel at this meeting? I know what you saw, but what did you feel?
Well, when I walked through the door, it was the first time I felt joy. I could never remember feeling such intense joy as when I walked through the threshold of that doorway. And I heard them pray and talk about Yeshua as though he were right in the room. And I thought, I want that. I'm desperate for that. But all their testimonies of having him forgive their sin didn't seem as bad as what I had done. So I thought, I wonder if he could forgive the sins of the likes of me. So I left that meeting that night, went home into my living room all by myself, and I cried out and I said, Lord, they said that you forgave their sin and came into their life and gave them a brand new life. But my sins seem so much greater than theirs. So I don't know if you would be able to come into mind, but if you would, I want you to. And Sid, he didn't hesitate. He did not hesitate. I felt him come in. I felt love. It was like liquid love coming into me. And it was like immediately the miracle of what we call salvation. It was like a new birth inside where I knew all the guilt, all the shame, all the trappings that I had, where I knew I was evil to the core but couldn't do anything about it. It was all gone in that moment of time, and I cried all night long. I stayed up all night and cried because of the goodness of the Lord.
But then she becomes normal. Now, what do I mean by normal? Does that mean she sits in a church for the next 20 years being entertained? No, she wants everyone to know her great discovery. Right. So she goes around her neighborhood. I mean, was it the next day or?
The very next morning. I cried all night, got up, refreshed myself. And as soon as I saw lights on around the neighborhood, I went knocking on the doors because I thought, Sid, that the only reason why people hadn't received Jesus was because they hadn't heard. I thought for sure they would want him just like I did. So I knocked on the first door and I said, last night Jesus came into my heart and he forgave me of all my sin and he can take away your sin too. And they said, Patricia, have you gone crazy? And I said, no, I was crazy, but now I'm not crazy. And they thought I'd just gone berserk. And you know, that kind of that rumor went around the neighborhood.
But Patricia, you have never changed.
I've never stopped. You
know, what, I don't understand why most Christians don't start.
Oh, I know.
It doesn't make sense.
I'd go out on the streets and find whoever I could find to preach the gospel to, and I still love sharing. The love of Jesus transforms lives. It takes people out of darkness and puts them into a light that is incomparable. There's nothing in this world that can compare with the life that Yeshua brings to us when we receive him as our Savior and Lord.
This love of God, do you experience it often?
Yes. Yes, the love of God is so real, so tangible. We can experience his love, first of all, Sid, by faith. So even when you don't feel it, we can believe it, right? That I believe he loves me unconditionally, even when I don't feel it. But when you focus on love, when you focus on God's love, you empower that love in your own life and you start to feel the presence of love. And the more you soak in his love, the more you can give it out to others.
Your CD series, it's your entire school.
Yes.
But how did you learn so much about the supernatural? How do you understand all of these things?
Well, I had a 30-day visitation of the Holy Spirit where he literally sat me down during a prayer month that I take every year, and I started asking him about the supernatural. And he unfolded it to me day by day, up to 12, 14 hours every day, the Holy Spirit nudging me to look up certain scriptures and giving me waves of his manifest presence and glory, and then causing me to pursue the word on it. So I've created, it was like a dictation. Actually, that course is like a dictation of the Holy Spirit over a 30-day period, 16 lessons on it.
Listen, what she is experiencing is not only normal, but it's what you're going to have to experience as we get closer to the return of the Messiah. I mean, look around. Things are getting tense. She sees money multiplying. She sees food multiplying. She travels supernaturally. Mm-hmm. For instance, one chicken fed 19 people?
Yeah, and that was when I was a fairly new Christian, Sid, and I didn't have a lot of teaching on the supernatural yet. But what happened is I was reading in my devotions about how Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes, fed 5,000 supernaturally with a little bit of provision that was put in his hand. That day, it was a Sunday afternoon, I was at home cooking a chicken dinner for our family. It's my husband and I and two children. He took the children to the lake. It would have frozen over. They were skating, met a whole bunch of friends of ours there, invited them home for dinner. So when he comes through the door, he's got, including our family, 19 people. I was shocked.
I'm sure you were more than shocked.
We didn't have cell phones back then, so it was like, hi, hon, I brought these people home for dinner. I thought, I got this one chicken.
I used to go to the circus, and there was a car, and about 50 clowns get out of this tiny little car. You must have felt that way as
they
piled
into. That's exactly how it felt as they filed in. But then I thought, well, this morning I prayed and read the scripture about Jesus multiplying the loaves and the fishes. So I prayed the same prayer. I said, okay, Jesus, you can multiply this. And I had an expectation for a miracle, although I had to fight fear because I was a little bit embarrassed about only having this one chicken. I added some extra vegetables into the pot and stuff like that. My husband got this big piece of plywood and set it up. We sat 19 people around the table. Well, I cut up the chicken, prayed over it, and then we asked a blessing on the food, and it started going around. I thought, people are really sensitive. We might be able to do this, but I was thinking, but we still need a miracle, Lord. The first person took this big honking portion of chicken. I thought, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? You know, it's never gonna go around. But then the next person also took a great big portion, and the third person, and I was having an internal panic attack. When all of a sudden I noticed, hey, just a second, the plate of chicken looked like it still had the same amount of chicken on it. It went around to 19 people, Sid. I was the last one, and it was still a full plate of chicken, but there was chicken on every person's plate. And do you know what? That chicken lasted 3 days. We had chicken soup, chicken sandwiches, chicken omelets, chicken pizza, chicken everything.
Now, no wonder the supernatural is so natural for Patricia King. We'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Patricia King, and I love it when I get on an airplane and can go somewhere, but how much more when you can be translated, like Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, he found himself in another story, just like in the Bible, from one city to another. But Patricia, you were going to go on a trip to Israel, but before you went on the trip to Israel, you had an amazing experience. Tell me about that.
Sid, months before I went to Jerusalem for the first time in the natural, I was in prayer for Israel one day, and as I was praying, the Spirit of God took me in a vision, a visionary encounter, I would call it like a trance vision, where I ended up in the city of Jerusalem and then found myself flying through the streets of Jerusalem, interceding for the peace of Jerusalem.
Well, that sure beats being in a car in a traffic jam.
Does.
I like that.
It does. And it was so real and tangible that I actually smelt like fragrances, mm-hmm. like spices and that, and I could actually feel wind against my face. I acknowledged the wind of the city, the warm wind of the city blowing against my face. And it was months later when I actually went to Israel for my first time, and I was walking through the streets of Jerusalem, that I realized this is where I was in the spirit, the same smell, the fragrance, the feel of the air. And it was just a very surreal time. It was awesome.
But what you could see, did you see some of the same things that when you went in the natural
exactly.
that you saw when you were flying?
Yeah,
over?
It was actually some streets that I flew through in the spirit. And it was at dusk when I flew through it. It was at dusk and there was a settling. There weren't a lot of people around there, but I acknowledged some of the storefronts, the buildings, the structure of the building fronts and that.
Well, what about that sick friend, 1,500 miles away? 1,500 miles away, she goes and prays for this person.
Yeah.
Now tell me about that one.
That was another encounter when I was in Mesa, Arizona. My friend was in the hospital in Vancouver, British Columbia, 1,500 miles away. And I got a call from her daughter saying, please pray for my mother. She is very sick. In fact, they've done some tests. They believe that she's suffering with a pulmonary embolism. As I was praying, I was walking down the streets of Mesa, Arizona, praying, storming for my friend, concerned about her, and through a visionary encounter was taken in the spirit to Vancouver, British Columbia, in the same hospital where my friend was. I actually saw her in the hospital bed as clear as I'm seeing you now. And the Holy Spirit had told me to release, by faith, the healing blessing. And so I just, by faith, released that blessing. It was just an act of faith. And then immediately, I was back on the street of Mesa, Arizona, where I'd been walking. I thought, oh my gosh, I was just in Vancouver, over my friend's body in the hospital, imparting healing. I knew that she was healed. And so we finished our walk. We were on a prayer walk. We finished our walk, got home. Later on that evening, I got a call from her daughter, and she said, the symptoms have waned from my mother. They're gonna keep her in overnight, do some more tests in the morning. But if she's okay and the tests come through, they're gonna send her home. I said, your mother will be fine because she's healed. And I knew that she was healed because I was there and I could feel that presence of faith minister to her.
And she was totally healed?
Completely healed. She went home the next day, no symptoms. All the reports came back normal.
Well, you know, you hear these stories from Patricia King. You hear these stories from my guests every week on It's Supernatural. And you say, it's wonderful for them, but they're people, you, as a matter of fact, you're saying, what about me, God? Am I Swiss cheese? I've got some good news for you. So many people have gone through this glory school that are now moving in the supernatural. I want you to look at a student that was just leaving one of these glory schools, and he was supernaturally transported. I love it. Let's take a look.
This was back in the fall of 2006. My friend Sam and I were driving back from Tucson, Arizona, where we'd been teaching prophetic schools. And we had just gotten off the highway to fill our gas tank at a Love's gas station just south of Casa Grande, Arizona. And as we got back on the highway, we were talking about the prophetic school and all the amazing ways God had shown up and talking about the things of God. And while we were talking, all of a sudden, outside of the driver's side window, we both see this flash of light, this like brilliant white flash. And it took us by surprise. I remember I turned to Sam to say, did you see that? And at the same time, he was saying to me, what was that? And as we're trying to figure out what it was, not 2 or 3 seconds later, all of a sudden we notice we're at the Chandler Road exit on the I-10. And if you don't know the Phoenix area and the I-10 highway, that's at least 20 or 30 miles down the road from where we'd been. And so we weren't sure what was going on, but I can remember that the atmosphere inside the Jeep became supercharged with the presence of God, and all the hair on my arms was standing on end, and all the hair on my legs was standing on end. And we had gone past where we needed to be, so we had to get off the highway and turn back around. And as we did that, we're coming back on the highway, and we're saying, God, what just happened? Did you just transport us in the spirit? What was that flash? What did you just do? How did we get here? And as we're asking God to explain to us what had just happened, this truck, this huge semi, pulls right into our lane, almost cuts us off. And on the back of the truck, right in front of us, in huge letters, it says Covenant Transport. So God sent a literal sign right in front of our eyes on the highway to confirm what he had just done, that he had just transported us in the spirit.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Patricia King. And when I think about Patricia King, I think of someone that is so overwhelmed with the love of God, with the compassion of God, that you literally go to the streets and you deal with the down and outs. And I see you put your arms around people that probably haven't had a bath in a month and are filled with lice. Why do you do this?
Well, you know, I was forgiven of a lot, Sid, and so when you're forgiven of much, you have to love much. I was so loved by God myself, so forgiven, that's why we bring light into the darkness, and everyone will come alive if they're loved to life, right?
And you know what I also love? You'll give a prophetic word mm-hmm. to someone.
Yeah,
that's got to be such
words, yeah.
encouragement to
yeah.
people.
You know, a lot of times people never hear of what they were created for. And so if you don't know who you are and what you were created for, you might never reach for that. You know, if you've been told your whole life that you're no good and that you'll never amount to anything, then maybe you won't, because if you believe those words, right? But if you were told right from the beginning that you were created with destiny and purpose, then you can arise up into that, because it's what you were made for. So when we go out and give prophetic words, even to those that are in the darkest of places in their lives and in sin and that, those words will bring them to life.
Now, many of these street people have mental problems, mm-hmm. they're schizophrenic. Tell me about one schizophrenic that got healed.
Well, we have a home called the Restoration House that came about because we met so many people on the street that we would love to have taken home and just love them to life, but we didn't have a facility. So we believe God for a home, and our very first person that came into that home had a problem with schizophrenia. In fact, they were on medication for that. And God just told us how to believe for them to come into wholeness and to come into a place where they could be functional in life. They weren't even saved when they first came to the home, but through loving them to life, God transformed them. And after they became a Christian, they started believing God to come into the fullness of what they were created for. And as a result, God supernaturally delivered them from their schizophrenia, so that now, just within a year or so after that, they are in their right mind, they're totally off all their medication, they're working at a job, they're being an asset to the community, and they're just thriving in the things of God because of the power of God, because of the supernatural healing effect of God upon their lives.
Now, some amazing things that have happened at your conferences. Tell me about the Wind and Fire Conference.
Oh my gosh, that was so amazing. We were actually praying for this conference called Wind and Fire. We're in a prayer meeting, and in the home where we're having the prayer meeting, all of a sudden the smell of fire, like a fresh fire, came into all of our nostrils. We're running around the house thinking the house was on fire, but there was no fire. So we're wondering, what is that? We look out the window and all of a sudden a fire truck goes down the street. And we thought, well, maybe it's a neighbor's house is on fire or something. We run outside the door to find this fire. The fire truck's parked just down the street. We run down there saying, is there a fire? And they said, well, we got a phone call that there was a fire on Badger Avenue, but we can't find the fire. All of a sudden, I realized, oh my gosh, that's the name of the conference, Wind and Fire. We were just praying about the fire of God.
And it actually so manifested in the in the invisible that they could smell
it. It was physical smell that was manifesting, but no visible fire. So the next week, when we actually had our conference, we were planning a five-day event. The very first night of the conference, the smell of fire came into the conference hall. The janitors were running around trying to find the fire and didn't understand why the alarm didn't go off. And they thought, there's no fire, but everyone could smell the fire. Do you know what, Sid? We had 21 nights of revival where people were healed, delivered, set free, saved, forgiven of their sins. Oftentimes, people wouldn't even leave those meetings until 4 o'clock in the morning because the fire of God, the power of God was moving in such an extraordinary way. So in that case, the fire, the smell of the fire was a supernatural sign of what God was going to bring, the fire of His Spirit, the fire of His glory He was going to bring into the meetings. And it was a prophetic sign.
Let me take you back to that young woman that thought they put her in a mental institution, throw the key away, and then you were set free from shame.
Yes.
You were set free from guilt. What did that feel like to be free?
You know, when you live under the weight of sin and guilt and you can't do anything about it, I knew that I was a bad person. I tried not to be a bad person, but I kept doing things that were bad, so it enforced who I was. I was trapped inside of guilt and shame. And many people, even watching this program right now, in fact, you might be watching right now and you feel that way, that I'm under guilt, I'm under shame, I'm under condemnation, I don't know what to do. But I'm telling you, Yeshua, Jesus, in a moment of time, can lift that because you're forgiven in Him and you're loved eternally in Him. And that's what I experienced
at
that time.
Pray a brief prayer right now, very brief, for them to experience the love of God.
Yeshua, I pray right now that for everyone watching, that the love that's in your heart for them would be experienced in the fullness of their mind, their body, and their spirit. Enter them now with love that frees them from condemnation and shame forever. In the name of Yeshua, amen.
How would you like to know that love all the time? If you know the King of Love, you'll know His love all the time. His name in Hebrew, Yeshua, in English, Jesus. Make your peace with Him. What you're experiencing right now, that peace, it's nothing compared to what He has for you. No matter what the world has thrown at you or will throw at you, by making Jesus Lord of your life, you are on your first step to the greatest life a human could have. Do it now. Don't wait another minute. This is your moment. Don't miss the moment of your visitation. Make Him Lord now.